Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman is Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts. It's sponsored, by the way, with Pete Shepard.
Yes, it is.
Right now at 7 minutes and 40 seconds past the hour. I think this is sponsored as well. Time now for a Sports Center rundown. My bad. Here's Chris.
Sponsored by me.
Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight, the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Lightning are at the Rangers. ESPN will have the game at 8 o'clock. 6:30 on TNT, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers will play Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes in the match from Las Vegas. Dustin Johnson headline a list of 42 players scheduled to play in the inaugural event on the LIV Golf Tour. Phil Mickelson not included on that list. John Madden will be on the cover of Madden 23. And Kyler Murray will be at Cards OTAs.
Okay. I totally kind of forgot that the match, even though they're advertising every other minute for it, that it was actually today. So we could watch that tonight.
Yeah.
The Lightning play tonight, we could watch that. I'm stunned that DJ is, I guess, putting his PGA career at risk and going to join the Saudi Arabian League and get $125 million up front, apparently, according to some reports.
As I said earlier in the show, in Saudi, no tax out there, no income tax anymore, no income tax. So, yeah. I mean, do what's best for your family.
Yeah, well, he's earned $75 million-ish so far. He's 37 years old, and he just added... almost double.
If somebody said to you, Sheeman, here's $125 million you got to spend the next 6 years in Saudi Arabia doing radio, would you move your family over there? Here's $125 million, six more years.
See, I wouldn't want to go move there, but $125 million is $125 million.
Okay, so maybe...
can I go half the year?
He's made $74 million in his playing career.
Yeah.
So 120, what's that, 166%? Yeah, 166%.
It's up there.
Of what he's made in his playing career. So for the next five years.
Let's take my entire earnings in radio.
And almost
double it and add it to what I've made and go.
Right.
I'd probably have to go.
Yeah.
I'd probably have to go.
Really? Just...
wouldn't you?
Just per game for what because, you made on Fox back in the day.
I know,
the number eight matchup.
But that would set up my retirement, and then I'm back in 5 or 6
years. Set up your kid's retirement.
See, DJ's already set up for retirement. I'm not. Therefore, it would work for me.
He's 37?
Yeah. With
that's a
Paulina
no-brainer.
Gretzky
It'd
hanging
be
42 out.
42 living on his own island. I mean, like.
I would, yeah. Yeah.
$125 million, you can come home for, I don't know the parameters, how long you have to declare residency, obviously, to get the tax break. And I don't know, the other part of that is, what unless you, I guess, move there permanently, some places, like down here, right, you have to be, what, every six months and one day.
6 months and
6 months and 1 day, yeah. I wonder what it's like. I don't know what it's like in Saudi Arabia.
So, something that could be flying the ointment for the taxes, like in on the PGA Tour, if you... play a tournament in California, and when you get taxed on that because you get the money in the state of California.
Yeah.
Versus if you win a tournament in Florida, right. You don't get the income tax on that. So
true. Is
all the money going to be paid out of Saudi Arabia, or is this first one, since it's an event in London, are you going to have to pay English tax on that?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know what the Queen says on that. I'm not sure.
I don't think the Queen cares. Parliament might.
All right, let's go to the phones. Otis had a beef with my Wikipedia today. I'm not sure why, but let's find out. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Otis. Otis, how are you today?
Well, semi-wet, boys. How the hell are you?
You're dodging rainstorms again, eh?
Dodging rainstorms. Got an assignment from the old lady to pick up the kids. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'm headed there. Had to go to the fifth grader who's going to sixth grade. kind of an award thing at 8 o'clock. It threw a wrench in my day, but I got by. She got a bunch of trophies. She got a bunch of stuff.
That's cool. Did your wife go to that, too, or did both of you go to it?
Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm assuming, yes.
Who do you think told me I had to be there?
Mrs. Otis, absolutely.
Yes.
But you would have anyway, because you're not going to be there. But you're a good dad.
The store will be closed for the next month.
But you're a good dad. You'd be there anyway, just for your daughter.
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning is kind of rough for me. I mean, I start at 7. It's a little rough, but the kid did destroy everybody. She's a president's kid. She might be one of the best reading kids in the freaking Tri-County area.
All right. Well, congratulations.
They did the points thing.
Then tell her to come and do updates here.
That's the one y'all like to hear do the back of my day thing.
She's back in my day!
Can she do SportsCenter rundowns?
Right. Yeah. She should have 516 AR points. I don't think that's been heard of.
Oh.
The closest kid had 268.
Back in my day, we didn't have them kind of points, Otis. We just did our arithmetic and our reading.
Well, I mean, maybe back in your day, back in the 50s, but yeah. I mean, yeah. But anyway, I didn't really have a problem with your Wikipedia. I meant that, the golf course guy didn't get one right. We usually sweep Pete.
Torrey struggled today.
Is that right?
Yeah, he did. I mean, I got a few of those. I mean, I knew the Ravens sucked and Cleveland sucked.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh did make a playoff game by the skin of their teeth.
They had the tie. The tie question was tough, but I knew it because
it was a Raider game that got them over, right? When the Chargers messed up or something ridiculous that made the Steelers be able to go to playoffs.
Yep, Sunday Night Football.
It was something stupid at the end of the year that got them into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Where somebody rested somebody or something. It was something ridiculous. Anyway,
I got a question for you. If you're Dennis Johnson, do you go over to you bail on the PGA?
Dennis Johnson's in the ground, so I don't think he's going over there. He might fertilize the grass for him, but WDJ, WDJ, you go. 37, 125 million. It's a little young to say that may make him retire, but it's a good nest egg, but got to think, by the time he gets to our age,
it's every nest in the world. It's a lot.
Otis, that's 125 on top of the 74. That's 200 million.
It's a lot.
You got to understand that he probably only kept about 49 of that 74.
Well, yeah, for taxes. Oh, well, for
you know
taxes.
What?
I can still buy my place on Captiva for
just
that.
Just 50
I'm
million.
I'm right. good. I'm good.
We're trying to
find. And as to you guys, is other thing. When I play older, if I'm them and if it's available, I would have them pay me in Bitcoin, and I would dodge a ton of taxes. You can put mine in that. You can pay me in that, and we'll circumvent a lot of stuff.
That didn't work out for Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Well, he's with the NFL, but you're going overseas, you got a whole other ballgame. He asked if somebody – now, if enough players go and get on board with that, maybe – I would still do it. I don't care about the market. I don't care about this, about that. At the current time, you pay me in that. And we'll get around a lot of the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I would do. I mean, that's just me.
That's right.
I want to put mine into something sustainably scarce that will eventually turn around and come back and get around. Especially when you get into confusion about English pounds or, euros.
You got to keep it when you make it.
I can't.
That's it.
Yeah. But $125 million? Yeah, Craig, you're talking about you might have to do it. Listen, 6 years, whatever I got to do, however many houses I got to build, guaranteed. I'm over there.
That's it.
With a hammer and nails.
I'm with you.
Hammer and nails, Buck. Call me. Tell the old lady to call me Christmas time and say hello.
I'll come and help. I'll come and help you for $1 million, just $1 million a year. help you. I'll carry your bags. I'll cook or whatever you want to do.
All right. Thanks, my man. Good to hear from you. And congrats to your fifth grader. Right, that's pretty cool.
But here's
one difference. Okay. If the Craig man has 49 mil in the bank already, I can check out on that. I don't need an extra 125. No. I can do whatever I want tomorrow. Like, you wouldn't see me.
Probably.
Otis just made a pretty strong case that 150 mil, 125 million is not enough to retire. Because he's only 37.
I would like to correct everybody. It's plenty to retire on. Plenty for generations. It's generational money.
But I'm thinking of the $125 million, you're spending $60-70 million right out of the gate on some sort of yacht.
No.
With a captain.
No.
And
no.
a whole crew that you'll have to
I've
pay
I've told
the rest
you before, 45 feet is plenty, and I can drive it.
S-S-G-man.
You start getting 54 feet, and you got to hire a driver, that's not my style. I like to do my own thing. And
Will I be invited on the boat?
No.
I'll pay for everything.
None of us. He's never seeing us again. He's going to change his phone number.
Sail off to the sunset.
Yeah. I would christen it with y'all, a little farewell party, retirement party for me.
Say, see you later. Here's $100. Deuces.
We would never see him again. You're right, Chris. We'd never see him again. Where would you never. Just sail out of? Right here? Just sail, go to Fort Myers or Senate, but wherever it is, and just go? Sail off into the sunset. No real destination.
I would
around the world in 80 days.
This would remain my base. I've always wanted to live here. I live here now. Okay, that's my base. I could go off to the Bahamas or
Grand Cayman.
Up there in a coastal, Grand Cayman, whatever. Bermuda, whatever. Yeah. We could do that.
One day, Craig.
I don't think we'd ever see you.
No, I don't think one day, Chris. I'm starting to feel, that used to be the dream. Now I'm feeling like the sand has moved through the hourglass. I'm running out of time.
This is McDonald Carey, and these are the days of our lives. He's dead.
The days of my lives.
The days of our lives.
Yeah, I don't know if the dream's going to happen. Browns fan in Estero says, you guys are assuming DJ hasn't spent any money. Paulina spends a milli every month.
No, she doesn't.
I bet she spends a lot, though.
I bet you she spends a lot, too.
Well,
they've also got that Gretzky money.
And she's going to inherit half of that. I don't know if she has any sisters or whatever.
She's
an only child?
No, I think she has two brothers.
Okay, she only gets a third of the Gretzky fortune.
I think
fortune.
She has two brothers.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, the great one.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them looks just like him.
Boo Boo P says Craig's going to buy the Lions and give them hope.
125 should get that done.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to rent the arena for the games each week.
And that would be a dumb move. If you can't control the arena and the parking and
the
concessions, it's not worth it.
It's how Robert Kraft got the Patriots. Yeah. He just bought everything around it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, he wanted to do a lot more, and they would have let him.
No, but that's correct, right? He basically bought the entire surrounding area
and infrastructure, and did the infrastructure himself. Now, the thing is, they could have been in Southie by the harbor. He wanted to...
You can't even say harbor right. Harbor!
More H's.
There was supposed to be a new Fenway over there, and
new Fenway
was a stupid idea. No, it wasn't. It was going to be like in San Francisco at the time before
McCovey Cove or whatever.
It was going to be just like that, and Robert Kraft was going to do all the funding himself. Not only that, rebuild all the kids' parks down there in the school. He wanted to do. He was going to spend his own money and do everything, and the politicians, over there.
Got in the way, huh?
Shot it down. Yeah. If it's anything we were offered today, they wouldn't have. But the people that were in power back then were, old crusty curmudgeons. But anyway, it ended up working out okay.
Bless you, Chris. Heard a big sneeze across the glass over there. Thanks for turning off the mic. Carl in the Cape. Madden will be on the cover of Madden 23, so ... no jinx this year.
Well, he's dead.
I think that was his larger point.
Jinx of them all.
Well, No, he can't. Nothing can happen to him now that he's on the cover. It's already happened.
Right.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones because this conversation just got awkward.
Well, you brought him up.
Actually, Carl in the Cape.
I've seen the text all day. I didn't bring it up.
Well, he kept retexting it because I didn't read it and finally did.
He died on December 28th.
That was before Christmas. Was it after Christmas?
After Christmas.
Because the special aired on Christmas.
On Christmas.
And then he died that week.
He stayed around to see his own special.
Yeah. Although I think he saw a preview a couple weeks before.
Well, they showed him on camera. They showed him on camera watching it.
That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Good times. Officer Sean, what's new in your world? What's going on?
Man, so now I tried to change the awkwardness in between you guys for that Madden comment.
No, you're the pivot point.
Yeah, pivot. Hard pivot back into reality.
What do you think about Joe Judge being the OC for the Patriots this year?
I mean, I don't. I guess it's like a lot of punts for them.
Very good.
A lot of punts.
I hope so.
I will tell you this:
scramble from 39. Their offense looked 5 yard line. So,
but I'm reading today, their offense looked better than Miami's today. One day.
Oh, come on!
Well, I'm just telling you what I read from people covering the team.
When you're playing against a cupcake defense like the one in New England, I mean, it's easy to look.
That's about execution.
I mean, you'll see how Joe Judge will tear apart that team. I mean, I like him as a coach, but
he'll be fine. Belichick's going to call the plays on offense initially. You watch. There'll be a combination. I'm not worried about that. The defense stuff,
the combination you'll be seeing is punts. Yeah. It'll be like a punt every other drive.
I love it. Bring it, Sean. Sure, bring it.
But
you're talking about your own team.
I mean, this is going to happen to the Patriots, too. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
Really?
It's how come?
It is. Because it's got to, Pete. Oh. It's just all averages. Law of averages.
Yeah, that's what the only thing Joe Judge knows how to do, apparently, is punt, and is what 2 years in New York.
Although, Sean, I will argue with you. I've seen Bill Belichick go for it on fourth down on his own 16 more than any other coach in the history of the league.
He's not afraid to go for it.
I mean, but at least it wasn't like a quarterback sneak on 3rd and 9 with well, that's
you know, 5 yards. You know what? I forgot about that one.
I love this call.
I forgot about that one.
You know, yeah, what was it? Jake Fromm, I think, was a quarterback when that happened, too.
That was bad.
But so the car had another issue Sunday.
Oh, what happened?
What happened to the Monte Carlo?
Check engine light. It was something minor. Thank God, but my driver's side window broke. The switch,
like it shattered or just stopped working.
It won't go up.
The switch that operates it broke.
That's a $500 problem. Because I've had that done.
Was the window
actually,
down?
$160. It only cost you $160.
Was the window down?
Yes, it was. And it was down on Monday when we got hit by that storm while I was working.
So how much damage did that cause?
Oh, interior wetness.
I actually didn't do much damage. My carpet's just wet. Something I got to get detailed. But about that, no, there's no other damage to the vehicle, thank God.
Hey,
I had like a redneck barricade up. I had like 3 hoodies and a trash bag blocking the window.
Nice. Hey, speaking of which, great text by Utah. I got a bit of a flat tire. Are you in the area? I need a ride home.
It depends where he is, because I might be able to.
No, Craig needs
to. I got a flat tire in the parking lot.
You can't get in that car.
Have you checked it?
Yeah, I still got air.
You good?
Yeah, I could drive to thing.
He makes it sound like the car's about to blow up. I mean, damn.
Sean's giving your car crap right now. How does that feel?
for a low tire.
Kicking a man when he's down.
It doesn't feel good, does it?
Redneck bag. You said 2 hoodies and what?
A trash bag.
You got to keep the hoodies dry.
It was 3 hoodies and a trash bag, and it worked great.
But did you just happen to have that on standby for when the rain came?
I had like 3 jackets in my car.
You know how these pop-up showers are. They come out of nowhere around here.
I mean, I had 3 hoodies in my car because I left it there for who knows how long. I just honestly forgot about them. Every time I looked at them in the backseat, I'm like, you never know when I'm going to need them. So I just leave them there. It came useful.
You're a Boy Scout. Way to plan ahead. That's very good.
Good Lord.
So I got fixed today. It was $160.
Okay, that's good. It's a good deal.
So it's fixed. So thank God there's not much damage cost to the car.
There you go.
Then I'm back on track to fixing the intake, and then I'll be set on going back to upgrading.
No, you won't.
All right. That sounds good.
All right, listen, Sean, I got a break because we got Wednesday with some fun facts coming up. But anything else? Are we all good?
Yeah, everything's good.
All right, my man. It's good to hear your voice. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
That is young Officer Sean, everybody. That is awesome. All right, I have a giveaway here. Our half-price dining deal at ESPNSWFL.com is Llamas House in Miramar Outlets.
Love it!
Food from Peru, plus burgers, salads, an entire menu.
Peruvian food.
Nice.
Cuisine.
Peruvian cuisine. That means a lot of meat.
Change the copy.
Me? Ad lib?
I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow.
Peruvian food.
Cuisine.
As you know, we got the $50 gift cards you can buy for $25 on our website, ESPNSWFL.com. But caller number 9 right now, winner, chicken or maybe even steak dinner. $50 gift card could be yours. Caller 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. $50 gift card from Llamas House in Miramar Outlets. Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts. It's sponsored. That's coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman to Shepard, ESPN, Southwest Florida. Just moved here. Guy was caller number 9 for the Llamas House and Miramar Outlets $50 gift card. Congratulations to him and our half-price dining deal. You still get the half price if you go to our website. You buy it there at ESPNSWFL.com. Right now it is time for Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts with Pete Shepard, and it's sponsored.
It is Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts. It's always brought to you by Sportsman's Wholesale, Southwest Florida's largest discount tackle shop, now with 2 locations, Port Charlotte and Bonita Springs. Shop where the locals shop.
All right.
All right. Now, did you know Los Angeles was the first city in the world to synchronize all of its traffic lights? Nearly 4,400 lights spanning 469 miles receive real-time traffic updates to make second-by-second adjustments, reducing congestion by up to 16% while also dramatically cutting idling time. I will say the one time that I was driving downtown L.A. and Beverly Hills, I say challenge. What do you say to that?
I did know that fact, and traffic still sucks there.
Yes.
How about that?
Every minute of the day, how many tons of rain do you think fall on Earth? Every minute of the day, how many tons of rain falls on the Earth, do you think?
I didn't hear the question.
Every minute of the day, how many tons of rain falls on Earth, what do you think?
Oh, gosh.
Every minute of the day? I'm going to go big, like 100 million.
100 million tons?
It's the world, Chris. And the world's made of water, and it's just a constant cycle.
Okay. I mean, I've got no basis, so that could work.
Why don't you go 1 gallon less?
I was thinking something a little smaller, like 5,000.
Okay, that's a big
5,000 tons?
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Both of you are so far off. Every minute of the day, 1 billion tons of rain falls on Earth.
Well, you said
1 billion
every
tons of
minute
it.
Of the
yeah,
day?
Every minute of the day.
1 billion tons.
Wow.
That's a lot of rain.
Yeah.
So that's all water, Chris.
Well,
technically, I was closer.
What does a ton of water look like? I don't know how to visualize that.
2,000 pounds.
Okay. I know what
a gigantic
ton
aquarium
is, but how much?
That could
be
my pool.
No,
that could be a small amount.
I have no clue what that means.
Yeah. I hear you.
All right. Think about this then. If you stare at a mirror in the dark long enough, your brain starts to make you see things, often transforming you or the room into something scary. This is called peripheral fading or the Troxler effect.
I don't like it.
It's like that movie Candyman. You look in the mirror and go, Candyman, 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 and then...
That was Bloody Mary with our generation.
Yeah.
She'd show up in the mirror.
Yeah. Well, Candyman was... They remade it. The first one, yeah.
The Candyman can. Good song.
Up to 40% of people have never had a nosebleed. Wow.
I have, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not when you were a kid?
Nothing's coming to mind.
Okay.
Yeah. If a fetus doesn't get enough calcium from their mom's diet, they'll take the calcium from their mother's bones.
All right.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Well, it's survival of something. It's survival.
Survive in advance.
Yeah.
Survive in advance.
In 2008, a Japanese man noticed that his food was going missing. So he installed a webcam, found that a woman had been living in his closet for a year.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word. That is creepy.
Did you know there are currently more devices connected to the internet than there are people on Earth?
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Totally believe it. I mean, you got your phone, you got your Alexa, you got your... Yeah, I believe it.
It costs this many cents to make a penny in the U.S.
Ooh, 2.5.
Greg?
I know we lose money on a penny, so it's more than one penny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go a nickel.
Chris is closer. It costs about 2 cents to make a penny in the U.S.
Way to go.
Dang it.
Brain scans have revealed that not only do dogs love us back, they actually see us as family.
Wow. Yeah.
Love that.
Good boys and good girls.
Love
that.
Dogs.
Love that. Love that.
Love them. Love them.
Roald Dahl's final words were almost, quote, "I'm not frightened, it's just that I will miss you all so much," to his family. But after a painful morphine injection while he was still conscious, his real last words were, "Oh,
bleep.
Bleep. Bleep."
It's thundering outside here. Owning a cat can reduce your risk of a heart attack or stroke by nearly one-third.
Doubt it. In fact, I'd say the opposite is true.
No, any animal usually.
No, it's because cat people are healthier.
Well, what about dog people?
Less healthy than cat people.
What if you're deathly allergic to cats? Then that'd be a hindrance on my health and my joy.
Oh, you know what? That was... You cracked it. I didn't think of it through your eyes.
Since domestication, the eyes of dogs have evolved to be more expressive and childlike. These same muscles are absent from wolves, their closest living relative.
Hmm.
Theist is a noun.
Spell it.
T-H-E-I-S-T. Theist. Could be theist, but I believe it's theist.
T-heist.
Close. Someone who is addicted to drinking tea.
Ooh.
Stumbled on that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Caffeine is the coffee plant's defense mechanism. Since caffeine is toxic to other plants and seeps into the oil when the leaves decompose, it prevents them from growing near the coffee plant and competing for sunlight. I did not know that.
I love caffeine. Big fan of caffeine. Yep. I'll take caffeine anytime. You want to give me caffeine? I'll take it.
Even at 10 o'clock at night before bedtime?
No problems with that.
The writing staff of Futurama collectively held 3 PhDs, 7 master's degrees, and totaled more than 50 years at Harvard. Writer Patrick Verone said, quote, "We were easily the most overeducated cartoon writers in history."
Wow.
Really?
Yep.
Ah.
People tend to think of their liver only after a night of heavy drinking, but the liver has over 500 vital functions. Not only does it detoxify the body, but it also decomposes damaged red blood cells and helps synthesize certain proteins, just to name a few.
And it's self-healing.
It can regenerate. Like, you can take a piece of a liver and put it in somebody and it'll grow.
Yeah, like the good liver will kill the bad liver.
Oh, really?
So you just got to keep a little bit of that sucker clean and you can always come back.
Oh, really? All right. Come back.
Bruce Springsteen once signed a kid's late note after the student came to one of his concerts with a sign that said he'd be late to school the next day. The note read, quote, "Dear Miss Jacobson, Shabby has been out very late rocking and rolling. Please excuse him if he is tardy."
Boss is cool.
A 2010 national survey found that 43% of Canadian men preferred bacon over sex.
Hey. Well, wait a minute now. Canadian bacon, which is just ham, or real American bacon?
Well, it's not
just ham.
It's
a different form of pork.
It's cooked.
It's ham.
I like Canadian bacon.
As opposed to American bacon. American bacon greater than Canadian bacon.
I like it all. What if it's turkey bacon?
That's not bacon.
No.
Well, it is bacon.
No, it's not bacon.
That's faking bacon.
Bacon, by definition, comes from a pig.
Yeah, right.
It can look like whatever you want. It's a dog treat at that point.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
It's a bacon strip.
I'm not a fan of it. I've had it.
It's a bacon strip.
It's healthier, but I'm not a big fan.
It's a waste of time.
I don't eat bacon for the health.
It's a waste of time.
There's no way to know if other people experience reality and consciousness the same way you do. That sounds like from Stranger Things.
Well, that also explains how I'm just blown by some of your takes sometimes. And I don't understand how you can't see things the way I do.
Right.
Thank God for that. Let's see. In 2002, Harambe's mother, only full brother, and two of his half-siblings were killed after a box of chlorine tablets were accidentally placed near a space heater. The tablets accidentally became wet, creating toxic fumes, and ended up killing the four gorillas. That's terrible.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
Harambe. Hero.
Cool whip.
Cool whip. Say cool. Cool.
Cool whip. Whip. That's a Family Guy story thing.
Cool whip.
Cool whip. Pop Rocks and Tang were all invented by the same person, Dr. William A. Mitchell.
Pop? I like Pop Rocks back in the day.
They show up every few holidays for my kids.
Yeah.
Me
too.
Easter Bunny or
me
Santa
too.
Brings yep. it, yep. and phenomenal candy.
And you ever drink Coke with them?
Yeah.
Sprite, yeah.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Really
popular. Of course, you know, the old rumor that never was, it was all fake, was that back in our day, Craig, remember Mikey from Laugh Seal was supposedly died eating too many Pop Rocks with soda. That was a fake rumor.
That was not true.
Not true.
Not true at all.
Last time a guillotine was used in France, 1977, the same year the first Star Wars movie premiered.
I think I knew, I couldn't name the year, but I knew they were, that was like recent-ish.
The London Underground and New York sewers have their own mosquito subspecies that live exclusively in the stations and tunnels. That's freaky. Now, I've been in the tube in London. It's very clean, as is the one in Washington, D.C. New York?
How about the
Boston?
New York subway?
No.
You got any comments on that?
No. I've been there. No, I've plenty of times.
Cesspool?
Yeah, well, it's certain of them. Same thing with Boston. Yuck.
It was It was what you expect it to be.
Yeah.
I'll just put it that way.
Interesting.
The
graffiti.
Red line. Whatever you've seen on TV.
It depends where you're going. Going to Midtown, to Brooklyn. So it's very interesting. Queen Elizabeth II had two severely disabled first cousins who were publicly pronounced dead in 1940 and 61, respectively. However, they were actually hidden in a care home for mentally disabled people without any visits or support from the royal family until their deaths. And I think that is in one of the Netflix stories about Queen Elizabeth.
Really?
Yep. I think that is a backstory, if I remember correctly. How awful is that?
That's horrible.
Wow. Makes you think, huh?
It makes me think badly of people.
Tarantulas can
be spiders.
Kill you.
Swim.
That's
most scary. Tarantulas are harmless. You know,
huh?
The bite
they're
might
not
hurt.
Harmless.
No, they're not harmless, but they won't bite you unless they're really, really provoked.
It will harm me.
And not me, because I'm running.
I'm not sticking
what?
Around.
Pete may outrun a bear. I can outrun a tarantula.
Any spider with fur, I'm out.
Yeah, check me out.
At the Institute for Marine Mammal Studies in Mississippi, dolphins were trained to retrieve trash that fell into the pools in exchange for fish. One dolphin outsmarted its trainers by hiding paper under a rock and then tearing off smaller pieces to get more fish.
And that's dolphin, outstanding. Unlike Pete Shepard, that dolphin knows how to play rock, paper, scissors.
I didn't say they know how to play. I said no one asked me to play.
Oh. But a dolphin can't play rock, paper, scissors. It doesn't have any hands.
No, but it uses its flipper.
How are you going to make a rock with a flipper? I can make scissors with the flipper. You got paper
you
nailed.
You got paper covered.
All right, you got me there. The last time all living humans were on Earth together was November 2nd, 2000. The International Space Station has been continuously occupied ever since.
I get it.
Wait a minute.
All the humans were here.
On Earth.
Yeah, because people live up there.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Dr. Seuss's editor bet him $50 that he couldn't write a children's book using 50 words or less. Dr. Seuss won the bet by writing Green Eggs and Ham. One of the great books of all time.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Yep. There's a basketball court in the Supreme Court building. It's often called the highest court in the land because it sits directly above the courtroom.
It's on the roof.
I did not know that.
I think I said it on this program a few weeks ago.
That's how I knew it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
really?
Been mentioned. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Our belly buttons contain an ecosystem of bacteria so vast, scientists regularly discover new species inside of them. One science writer even harbored a bacterium that had previously been found in only soil from Japan, where he had never been. What's in your belly button?
I got
Greg?
Quite well. Do you, what about if you have an Audi?
They're disgusting. First of all,
I'm an innie.
There's no reason for them.
You're an
I
Audi?
Understand the.
Why
umbilical
no, I'm
cord.
An innie. I'm an innie.
Yeah.
I hate belly buttons.
Yeah.
They're just...
I don't like how they feel. I don't like anything about them.
I like women belly buttons.
You got to clean them out. Get soap right on the fingertip, and then you just go in and out with your pinky finger.
You got to clean them out every 2 or 3 years, right?
Start a lint ball.
Get a Q-tip.
How much effort do you put into it there, Chris? I'm a little concerned.
The idea of a dirty belly button disgusts me.
But
because
don't you
it
like belly buttons?
Stinks. But it stinks. A smelly belly button.
Who's smelling it?
I don't know.
Getting
it's
it up.
Awful.
Are you getting your nose down there? Can you make that move?
Severe thunderstorm warning. In case you didn't know, human-sized penguins used to roam the planet 60 million years ago. They weighed about 170 pounds and were 5 feet tall. That would freak me out.
That's dope.
Pretty cool.
Sapiosexual.
Sapio.
Is a noun.
Sapio.
Sapio.
Sapio. Sapiosexual. A person who finds intelligence sexually attractive or arousing.
Like Sheldon.
Yeah, yes.
A lot of sapio chicks are like into me because I'm smart.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, here's one of my favorite ones ever. In April 2019, a poacher hunting rhinos in South Africa was trampled to death by an elephant. Then his body was eaten by a pride of lions.
Nice!
Yes!
We're going, animals.
Know, that sounds fair.
And I hope they took his bones and turned him into a desk lamp.
Yeah!
The lions
the ivory, quote unquote.
People born during the winter tend to be the least irritable.
Hold on.
I don't know about that.
October, I'm fall.
I was born the last week of winter, and I'm very irritable.
The busiest day ever for Domino's Pizza.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No, it wasn't during a Super Bowl either.
Christmas. Day after Christmas. Day after Christmas.
No, it was during this.
Easter Sunday.
No, it was not a holiday. But the event is not too old. We often talk about this person a lot. The busiest day ever for Domino's Pizza wasn't during a Super Bowl. It was during OJ's car chase, which was watched by more than 95 million people.
I was there. I mean, I watched it.
I watched it while the Knicks game was on. The Knicks and the Rockets. Yeah.
I missed it.
Before your time.
I'm still alive.
Yeah.
94. 94?
Yes.
94. June.
June.
7th?
Anniversary
June
coming
7th?
Up. In the ballpark?
June.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Grizzly bears bite with a force of over 8 million pascals, enough to crush a bowling ball. One more.
Bad week of bowling for me anyway. Hurt my ass.
Let's get a good one here to close it out.
They're all good.
They're all good. But
I'm still imagining a dolphin playing rock, paper, scissors.
Simply looking at a picture of a loved one can help relieve pain. There you go.
There you go.
Yep.
All right, sponsor?
Yes, yeah, brought to you by Wednesday Wisdom Funds Back. Brought to you by Sportsman Wholesale, Southwest Florida's largest discount tackle shop now with two locations, Port Charlotte and Bonita Springs. Shop where the locals shop.
Also, hurricane season is officially here. It's June 1st, people. ESPN Southwest Florida has created the Gavin's Ace Hardware Hurricane Central page on our website, ESPNSWFL.com. Complete with tips, tricks, all the information you need to prepare for the next big storm. And by the way, we may be getting one Friday. I'm serious. All month long, you can register to win a home generator so that you're not left in the dark for the next storm. Register now at ESPNSWFL.com on the Gavin's Ace Hardware Hurricane Central page. Brought to you by Powerhouse Home Services and 888-SEAN-KING. Car accident, medical malpractice, wrongful death. Call 888-SEAN-KING. Sheeman and Shepherd, what you got next? ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
And it's brought to you by Backstreet Sports Bar and Grill, 47 Terrace in the Cape. Short segment here. Look, I'm mad at Pete and his Red Sox. Because they're playing the lowly Reds. I was 0-1 yesterday. You know what? That's not happening 2 days in a row. I'm going back to the well. Red Sox -1.5 against the Reds. I'm going to double down. It's going to happen for me today. There's your pick.
-1.5. You're talking about the run line? You're talking about the actual. Yeah. Okay. So, because the regular line is 200. I'm going with Tampa Bay Lightning today. Either 125 or -130. Go with the Lightning. Last time these two teams played, 2015. Bolts won in 7, including 2-0 on the road in game 7. They haven't played in 8 days, but they will get it done tonight. Sorry, Rangers.
Crystal ball.
I will stay in that game. I will say under 2.5 goals for the Rangers.
Okay.
Can't like see them getting one a period past Vasilevsky.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet. All right. So what are we doing tonight?
Tonight we got Rays.
Rangers.
Rangers. No, I was wrong yesterday. Not White Sox. Rays Rangers. Yes.
Nailed it.
Starts at 7:30.
Very good. All right. That'll do it. Everybody have themselves a nice and safe evening. I know there are pop-up showers in the area. For Chris, for Pete Shepherd, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.